The seventh fear, death. This fear is the grandfather of all the others. It is very difficult to whip because it is so universal in our society, and because it is constantly reinforced on a daily basis. There is no escape from death, and no matter what faiths we have, death is an unknown, for we have never experienced it. Complete, absolute answers about its nature are impossible, and it is human nature to fear anything we do not understand. The truth is, fear of death can stop you in your tracks much sooner than the actual event. Overwhelmed by the possibility of the end of your existence, you may feel that action is futile and effort is meaningless. This ignores the fundamental fact that every moment of your life is valuable, that the world rolls on about you, and that your own actions can have a positive effect far beyond your own situation. Even if death comes for you in the next instant, life will not stop for those you love and those you do not even know. You have an obligation to act for the common good. I can tell you how I have succeeded in quieting this fear. I have looked at life and death and the nature of the world. I have recognized that only two conclusions are possible. Death is either one long eternal sleep or an experience on some plane far better than we have here on earth. Either way, there is nothing to fear because it is inevitable. Recognizing this allows you to write off the fear of death. You don't discuss it, you don't think about it. You simply realize that at one time or another, you will face it, and there will be nothing you can do about it. So you accept this fact, for only a simple-minded person worries about something over which he or she has no control. Replacing fear with hope. The fundamental lesson in dealing with the fear of death is learning to set it aside. This should be your goal with each of the fears, for whatever you fear will follow you around like a puppy. Your mind attracts anything it dwells upon. Most people go through life thinking about the things they don't want to happen, and they probably experience every one of them. Wouldn't it be a better idea, then, to refuse to think about the things you don't want and to feed your mind with pictures of the things you do want? There is nothing more important than learning the art of keeping your mind focused upon the things, conditions, and circumstances you really want. This is the greatest application of applied faith you can make. When your mind has definiteness of purpose, you are in a condition to start having faith. And when you have faith, you can call upon infinite intelligence to apply it. Faith exists only so long as it is used. You cannot develop muscles by not using them. You cannot increase your capital by not investing it. Persistent action backed by definiteness of purpose will pump up your faith. Demonstrating the power of your faith. The key to putting your faith into action is to have a positive mental attitude. Here are steps to build your faith and your PMA. Step 1. Adopt a definite major purpose and begin to attain it. Follow the instructions in the first chapter. Know what you want and get busy creating it. Be sure that the object of your desire is something worthy, something you can obtain. Never sell yourself short, but do not set a task for yourself which is utterly ridiculous.